Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of an Islam. And as to what follows, it is with great pleasure and honor and happiness that I have the opportunity to stand amongst you here, in a country other than my own, in a state and a city other than my own. And I am glad to have the opportunity to join with you in this blessed day of Jumu'ah, and in this hour of Salatul Jumu'ah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us here from our different cities, states and countries, to gather us all once again in Jannatul Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My topic with you today shall revolve around an open-ended question. What is holding you back? This is the question that I put forth to myself and you. As a Muslim man, as a Muslim woman, as a Muslim child, as a Muslim student, as a Muslim employer, as a Muslim employee, what is holding you back? What is holding you back from reaching your full potential as a Muslim? What is holding you back from truly giving Allah what He deserves of you? What is holding you back from establishing the orders of Allah? What is holding you back from prohibiting what Allah has forbidden and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is holding us back? I begin by making it clear that I am not just speaking to you sitting in front of you. For it is your responsibility to transmit what you hear to those who are not sitting with us. And do not ever think that you sitting here are the majority of the Muslims. Kalla, kalla. What is holding us back? What is holding the Muslim Ummah back from as-salah? From prayer. Don't think because you have come today for Jumu'ah or you have prayed Fajr this morning that you have completed your full duty to Allah. Many of us, knowingly inside ourselves, do not incriminate yourself. You know inside you may miss Salah occasionally. Have we not heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Surely establishing the five regular prayers at the specified time was written upon the believers. You may have woken up for fresh. What about your zawj, your wife? If you walk in the room at night, late, and your wife is sleeping and you notice that the bedroom window is open and there is a cold draft entering the room, what are you going to do? You're going to rush and close the window so she does not receive a cold, catch a cold, in the common language. Why? You are afraid of her. Are you not afraid of the punishment of Jahannam? What is holding you back from waking up your wife and your old children, those who Salah has been written upon, to pray Fajr with you? Have we not heard the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in the hadith which is deemed hasan, narrated by Imam al-Tabrani and others, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَحُطُّ مَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا مِنَ الْخَطَايَةِ. Every time you pray, it cleanses the sins that you have committed before your Salah. What is holding us back? What is holding back the Muslim Ummah from Salatul Jumu'ah? I give you an example that is personal to me. I am from the city of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We have 200,000 Muslims living in the city. We have 16 major mosques that hold between 1,000 to 2,000 people. If every one of these masajid is full on the day of Jumu'ah. Do you know that at least 6 times the amount are not present for Jumu'ah? And you know what the reason is? Business. Many of your brothers in Islam, even in this city, statistically speaking, have not come and heard the call of Allah. Allah tells us in a chapter in the Quran named Salatul Suratul Jumu'ah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O ye who believe, idha nudiya lis-salah, when the call is proclaimed to the day of Jumu'ah, fas'aw, the only salah that you are allowed to run to, as some of the mufassireen have said, ila dhikrillah, run to the remembrance of Allah, hurry. Why? Wadharul bayah, leave off all business. This is the number one reason to keep the Muslim man from Salatul Jumu'ah. Wadharul bayah, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This is what is truly best for you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you would only understand and comprehend. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتُ الصَّلَاةِ, as we will do today. When the salah is finished, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, go back out throughout the earth. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and seek the bounties of Allah. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and remember Allah greatly so that you may succeed. What is holding us back when we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثِ جُمُعَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عُذْرٍ كُتِبَ مِنَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. وَالْحَدِيثُ صَحِيحٌ عند الإمام الترمذي. Whoever misses 3 Jumu'ah prayers consecutively without a valid religious excuse, he is to be counted from the hypocrites. What is holding us back? What is holding you back, O Muslim man and woman, from the Qur'an? From learning it, teaching it if you have the ability, studying it, reflecting upon its meanings and its orders. Have we not heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمِ. Surely this blessed Qur'an guides to that which is most right. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and give glad tidings to the believers, الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, to work righteous deeds, أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا, that they shall have a great reward. What is holding us back from the Qur'an? Have we not heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَنْ قَرَأَ حَرْفًا, whoever reads a single letter. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read one letter, فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةٌ وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. For reading one letter, you shall receive 10 blessings, 10 rewards. لا أقول, then the Prophet explained to us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not say alif lam mim is one harf. No, alif by itself harf, walamun harf, lam by itself is harf, wameemun harf, and meem by itself is a harf. 30 hasanat for reciting these 3 letters. What is holding us back? What is holding you back from learning about Islam? As a student, as an academic, I will spend great hours learning formulas, doing problems, memorizing, studying, reading through the wee hours of the morning. Do we as Muslim students give the same dedication to Allah, to the Book of Allah, to the Hadith of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is holding us back from learning our religion? Have we not heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be ordered in the Quran by Allah, وَقُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رَبِّ بِذْنِي عِلْمًا, and make dua to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by saying, O Allah, increase me in knowledge. This is the only place in the Qur'an where Allah orders the Messenger to ask him for an increasement in something that he possesses. The Prophet ﷺ had knowledge, but Allah is telling him, it's not enough. Increase it by asking me to increase it for you. Have we not heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whosoever Allah wishes for him goodness. Imagine Allah wishes for you goodness. What does he give you? A firm understanding of this religion. What is holding us back? What is holding the Muslim woman back from al-hijab? And you may be surprised, why is he speaking about hijab? 2 weeks ago, visiting a campus in Canada, giving lectures as I am now accustomed to, I become confronted with the situation. A Muslim woman, 19 years of age, her parents committed the greatest mistake that they have ever committed by allowing her to live in the university on the residence, isolated, living amongst 4 other disbelieving women, alone, 19 years of age, a freshman. Quickly she was invited to a party. She did not wear hijab. She was given a drink that she did not think, as she said, contained alcohol. And she drank. And she drank. And she drank. She woke up to find that she had been raped numerous times by 3 different men. By how many? Not one, not one. Not 2, not twice. Not 3. 3 men numerous times. The police phoned her father to inform him. And when he heard the news, being an older gentleman, rahimahullah, he passed away. Al-hijab. Have we not heard Allah say, listen to the wisdom of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal nabi, he does not begin with you and I. O Prophet of Allah, قُلْ, proclaim, say, to whom, أَزْوَاجِكَ, your wives first, وَبَنَاتِكَ, then your daughters, and then whom, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, all the women of the believers, to do what? يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِمْ, that they are to cover and draw their cloaks and veils over their bodies. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنِ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنِ. This is better so that they will be known as free, respectable Muslim women and not to be molested. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And surely Allah is the most forgiving, most merciful. Al-hijab. What is holding us back? What is holding you back from learning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have you not heard him say, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, every one of my ummah shall enter paradise. What is the shart? What is the exclusion? إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى, except for the one who refuses himself. Can any of us here imagine refusing, saying, no, I will not enter the Jannah? The Sahaba said, who will do this, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِ, the one who obeys me. He didn't say the one who obeys Allah and me, no. مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Because to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to obey Allah. What has Allah said in the Qur'an? مَنْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. The one who obeys the Messenger has surely obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ عَطَانِي, and the one who disobeys me, my orders, my sunnah, my guidance, my words, my orders, my prohibition, he has forbidden himself entering the Jannah. What is holding us back? These are the words I leave you with. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. When we stand up after جلسة الاستراحة, we will tell you what is holding us back. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده, والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده, محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. What is holding you and I back? when you analyze the situation that you are living in, the place that you are in, you have relative security. Instead of having one car, you may have two. Alhamdulillah, maybe Allah has blessed you with a wife and kids, or a husband and children. You may have a successful career, a solid education. You may be a student. When you see what is holding you back, the limiting factor is you. You are the one that's holding you back from Allah. But when you reflect upon our brothers and sisters in other places, and I give you one example. Look at your brothers in Kosovo. And I say Kosovo because this is how the Muslims say it. Kosovo is how the Christians name it. This is the Serbian name. Kosovo is the Muslim name. Look at them. Recently in the news, 45 men, women and children murdered. Right? Have you heard? The Muslim woman living in our places and in our cities, who is comprehending not establishing hijab, not covering herself, let her think and remember her sister in Kosovo who was murdered for wearing hijab. The Muslim brother who decides to skip Jumu'ah, let him comprehend the fact that his Muslim brother in Kosovo was murdered for coming to Jumu'ah. What is holding you back? You are the limiting factor. It is you. It is yourself. Let us come clear and understand that we as Muslims have a great responsibility to ourselves, our families, our children, and our society. Wherever it would be, listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ya Mu'az, ittaqillah haythuma kunt. Mu'az, fear Allah wherever you find yourself. Doesn't matter where you live. You should have this taqwa, consciousness of Allah, hope and fear in Allah wherever you may find yourself. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, who has gathered us here, to gather us once again with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tibaha, wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna istinaba. Allahumma ahdina, wahdi bina, waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم